Gotcha.
And I kept getting these calls from the editor. What do you mean by this? Well, I meant just exactly what I said. Well, it's ambiguous. Well, how should it sound? Then he gave me his version.
You know, you said that's ambiguous.
It was okay, but it, you know, that wasn't the point I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. I think one of the terms, a term which I like to use about the figure, is that it's been sort of castrated over the years, mm-hmm. used so much. And he didn't think castrated was the right word. Well, God, that's not like the perfect word from the way I am, the way I use language. Mm-hmm. And the book doesn't sound anything like I sound.
So he essentially castrated your prose.
That's what I found out about writing books, though. It's writing books is rewriting. Mm-hmm. It's just rewriting.
What you have to do is just stand firm and hold them down and have confidence in your own ideas. Because I know this is true. I hate to be... I write quite a bit, and I hate to be edited too extensively. I don't mind cleaning up a little bit stylistic punctuation and this sort of thing, but that's it. Of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Mel Ramos at the artist's home in Oakland on May 15th, 1981. The interviewer is Paul Carlstrom. Well, Mel, a few minutes ago we were talking about, in the context of your writing, I guess it was the watercolor book, is that right?
Yeah, the watercolor book.
And you were saying how you ran into a few problems with the with editorial help in terms of changing your form of expression. You mentioned an example. You were writing about the figure and your views about the figure, which, of course, is why we're sitting down here and talking with the tape recorder right now. And you said something that interested me, that you feel the figure has been castrated, I gather, through the history of art, or perhaps in modern times. What do you mean by that, the castration of the figure?
Well, I use that term, very specifically for what it means. And what it means is that you get your balls cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that when you cut the balls off of someone, they become, in this case, you castrate some idiom in art. It's, you know, it's like you sort of make it an aesthetic eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of neuter. It's just sort of nothing. Doesn't have any. It's become impotent. In other words, and considering that the very first known object ever fashioned by man that was found, that has been uncovered, was the Venus of Willendorf,
mm-hmm.
which was a little nude figure. So, you know, when you start with the very first known object made by man being a little nude figure, and then you add, 4 million years or is it 2 million years? 4 million years. I think man's been around 4 million years. When you add,
long art history, that's
yeah, right. When you add, 4 million years of that history being perpetuated, because it has, you would tend to think that the figure really doesn't offer much for an artist to deal with. I mean, it's just simply been, the bottom of the barrel was scraped. It's sort of gone. But for some strange reason, that's not true. Every once in a while, there just seems to be some artist comes along and does these incredible paintings. It's been that way throughout the history of art.
Well, how does this castration, what form does it take specifically? Do you mean a stylization that somehow turns the figure into a formal, arty object and perhaps gets away from the vitality, the flesh and blood, the connotations, maybe even the eroticism, these human qualities?